Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
So, who do you think won the debate tonight? Was there a winner? Was there a leader? Did anybody jump out? Did anybody change your mind? Or was the winner the person that was not at the debate? Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Welcome back to hour number three on this Wednesday evening. Debate night in the United States, where the Republican, the RNC, hosted at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I believe it was six of candidates. I think it was six. Could be wrong on that. Might have been eight. Who did you think did the best job? Did you watch it? If you watched it, first of all, let us know. And who do you think won? Give us a phone call at 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Gavin Newsom, for some reason, was there. He seems to be everywhere right now. You know, he's going to be doing a debate with Ron DeSantis, and it's going to be hosted by none other than Sean Hannity. That's going to be interesting. So here's the thing. Gavin Newsom, what do you think his game plan is here? He's at the debate. He's literally at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and he was asked, who do you think won? And Gavin Newsom says, I think it will be clear that Trump is the dominant force. This is the XFL, referring to the football league, secondary to the NFL, JV, and a vice presidential debate at best. Now, I don't agree with a lot of what Newsom says. In fact, I disagree with most, but he's probably right here on this one. According to folks that are watching this thing very, very closely, there is a significant, significant number of people that said this did not do any of the candidates any favors. Molly Hemingway said that she's grading so far the debate with Burgum, that's the South Dakota governor, a B+. He's the top. DeSantis, a B+. Vivek Ramaswamy, a B-. Scott and Christie tied at a C. Nikki Haley gets the D. And the former Vice President Pence comes in with an F. So I guess that's, what, seven? Seven. Okay. So here's the key. If there were no winners tonight on that stage, let's talk strategically. Put on your political consultant hat. If nobody stepped out from that crowd, excluding Trump, and there were no winners, what happens to those individuals? Which of those, let's call it the seven candidates, and I like Larry Elder, even though he hasn't been invited to either of the two debates, I don't think he's going to have a shot at all now. Okay, so let's call eight, including Larry Elder. We know Larry very well here. Which of those would you like to see, if Trump is the nominee, being picked as a vice president? Any of them? I don't think it will be DeSantis, the DeSantis or Sanctimonious. It's just, it is really uncomfortable at this point. Vivek? I don't know. What do you think? Good business mind? He bought a whole bunch of expiring patents for pharmaceutical drugs and made a lot of money. Smart guy. Nikki? Well, Trump had Nikki as his ambassador to the UN. And I thought she did a fairly stalwart job at the UN. She knew who our enemies were. She called out Iran. She called out North Korea. She called out China. With no bones. The former vice president, Mike Pence, that's not going to happen again. He really did burn his bridges there. I would bet any money in my life that I will earn between now and my deathbed that he would never pick Chris Christie, especially after tonight's ridiculous insult. Everything I've read about it, it wasn't funny. It landed with a thud. I'm going to call you Donald Duck because you didn't show up tonight. What are we, 12? Come on, Chris. Tim Scott? I liked him. He's a little preachy to me. But I like him. I think he's right on the messaging. And I think he, let's be realistic here, we're talking about politics. South Carolina, you bring the South in. Neighboring Georgia, North Carolina. And the demographic. Burgum, I know some people like him. South Dakota, or what is it? North Dakota? No, it's South Dakota. I didn't even know the guy. He doesn't bring anything to the table. Logistically, for electoral votes, I don't know why he's there. Sager and Jetty, who I watch regularly, Breaking Points, where I get a lot of my news. It's a podcast on YouTube. He says tonight, no winners. The only losers are those who gave up 2 hours of their precious time to watch. And Sager is a conservative. What did you think? Give us a phone call. Let us discuss. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What did you think of the debate? Was there a winner? Was there a loser? Where we go from here. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, sorry to disappoint, folks. It isn't Joe. It's Dave. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow. It is always a pleasure being with you, the good listeners at joemessina.com. How are you guys doing tonight? Well, listen, I was talking about the debate before the break. I'm hoping that one of the issues that were discussed at the break, I don't know if it was, but is what I started out tonight's show 2 hours ago talking about, and that was in regards to the rampant crime that we're seeing. We just saw what took place in Philadelphia last night, the looting and the ridiculousness of people breaking into Apple and Macy's. And just, I mean, come on, people.
It's like, you know, this is Lord of the Flies at this moment. And it's causing so many stores to close down. We're seeing stories all the time of major retailers that are shutting their doors. We're seeing, you know, Union Square in San Francisco is a shell of its former self. It's really sad. San Francisco used to be a beautiful place to go for a weekend, enjoy the city. I wouldn't go there now if you paid me. Let me ask you a question, though. If you ever go into a store and you see those... the shelving, the plexiglass shelves, you know, that are locking up the products on different shelves. And do you wait? Do you call somebody over to open up these plexi cabinets to get your whatever it is that you're getting, razors or whatever? And if you say, no, I don't have time, I don't have the patience for it, it takes too long, you wouldn't be alone. Joe Budano is the CEO of Indyme. Indyme is a company that sells security cases to retailers. And he is seeing that the solution, a lot of retailers, your CVSs, your Walgreens, your Rite Aids, are now having to... Their solution to this massive theft that is taking place is a last resort by putting in these plexi cabinets, these cases, for businesses that are struggling. And the reason it's a last resort is because he states, as soon as you lock something up, you're going to see a 5 to 25% reduction in sales. And what is happening right now is pharmacy chains, for example, your CVS, your Walgreens, and your Rite Aids, they are battling rampant retail theft at locations all across the country, more specifically in certain locations, and it's contributing to massive waves of closures of these stores. According to Capital One Research, retailers lost approximately $86.6 billion dollars just to theft in 2022. And they're projected to lose over $115 billion by 2025. Walgreens announced earlier this year that it plans to close 150 locations after reporting a drop in earnings. Rite Aid has closed over 24 store locations just this year, and they're reportedly preparing to file for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. And here's the most incredible number. I'm reading this, and I'm stunned by it. By the end of 2024, CVS Pharmacy will have closed 900 store locations as it pivots to what it calls a new retail footprint strategy. 900 stores from just CVS are closed. In 2022, CVS permanently closed 300 retail locations, and it shut an additional 300 this year, and it's planning another 300 next year. Company spokesperson says, maintaining access to pharmacy services in the communities we serve is an important factor we consider when making our store closure decisions. Other factors including local market dynamics, population shifts, a community's store density, and ensuring there are other geographic access points to meet the needs of the community are important, but the rampant retail theft at some store locations have contributed to the closures. When you see this ongoing rampant crime surge, where people are just walking into stores, they're not even wearing masks anymore, they don't care. In California, you can walk out with less than $900, you're free and clear to go. It's not a crime now. I mean, literally, you will not serve a day in jail if you steal $890 worth of product. And what it's doing is by the media that is sensationalizing this, and we see it on social media, and it's showing that these people are going into stores and they're walking out, and we saw it last night in Philadelphia, the Apple stores, Nikes and Macy's, and they're walking out with a heck of a lot more than $900 worth of product. I mean, one iPhone is $1,100 or whatever they charge nowadays. And most of them are getting away with it. I mean, literally almost all of them, let's be honest here. And the ones that are arrested, it's a turnstile. They're in and out in the same day. And so people are seeing that on social media. They're seeing it on the local news. And while people are apoplectic about it and they're angry about it, people that are more inclined to do this see these people doing it, they're getting away with it, and they say, well, why shouldn't I get mine? I need a new computer. I need a new flat-screen TV. I need some new shoes. I'm going to get me mine. And with the social and cultural discussions regarding reparations, you have the leader of BLM last night that openly stated that these looters in Philadelphia shouldn't be called looters. They're not breaking the law. They're getting reparations. BLM, by the way, the organization that took all of the donations sponsored by the left in this country, including Vice President Harris, probably soon to be President Harris if they win re-election. And we find that much of their money went to buying mansions for the executives and their families. What are we doing here, folks? What is this that we are doing in this country where you have, literally, they are limiting themselves access to pharmaceuticals now. They're preventing their own families from getting drugs. We'll be back here after the break. Real Side Radio, don't go away. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. We'll be right back after the commercials.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue they have played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages. Because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Senator Bob Mendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse are accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. With the Hollywood writers' strike ended, late-night talk shows are gearing up for their return. Looks like they're scheduled to resume airing on Monday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
My God, flying television. Incredible. That is Katie Sagal, who, if you guys have not watched Sons of Anarchy, you can find it streaming. Watch all seven seasons or whatever it was. It is one of the best shows on television. Yeah, I know it's been over for 6-7 years, whatever it is now, but really fantastic. And Katie Sagal was absolutely a... She was just the center of that show. Incredible. Much different role than you remember her from Married with Children. I hope tonight, during the debate, that the economy was discussed. Like I said, I haven't watched it. I've been on the air since 6 p.m. I will watch it later. I hope the economy was discussed. I hope inflation was discussed. I hope that they discussed the reasons why that we have the massive inflation, the $6.50 gas in California, energy prices, food prices, unaffordable housing. It's incredible. I mean, I don't know how people are surviving. And according to most recent statistics, many people aren't. Credit card balances are now surpassed $1 trillion, the highest level ever. And credit card defaults are going through the roof. Banks are about to start writing off hundreds of millions, eventually billions, of bad loans. And that's only the beginning. The problem that we have is that a lot of people just don't understand how the economy works. Now, for those that follow me outside of Joe's show, I'm a small business advocate. I do a lot of media and interviews and discussions with people that are a heck of a lot smarter than I am when it comes to the economy. But the economy, it's a living, breathing entity. It expands and it contracts. Recessions are contractions. Expansions are growth periods. And if the government and the Federal Reserve left the economy alone, it would expand and contract on its own. It's just the natural waves of an economy. You have expansions, you have growth, you have recessions, you have contractions. The past, let's call it 20 plus years now, okay, really it started right after 9/11. And if you want to get really historic, we can go back to the gold standard. But in modern times, Alan Greenspan lowering interest rates on September the 12th, 2001, he was in his helicopter flying over Ground Zero, looking at the smoldering ruins. And he knew. Remember the stock market closed? 9/11 was on a Tuesday. Wednesday the 12th, he knew that to prevent a flight from capital
foreign money from leaving the United States, which would devastate the financial systems in this country. He needed to incentivize people to keep their money here. And what he did was he implemented a series of interest rate decreases to make money ostensibly cheap and ultimately almost free. Borrow money from the banks, build your buildings, start your businesses, build your homes. And that started and really ramped up in 2003, 2004, 2005, and unfortunately it caused probably one of the greatest financial crises of our lives, if not history. But that never really came back. The interest rates, the zero interest rate policies, will never ever really reversed. Because no president wanted to have the Federal Reserve under their watch raise interest rates and slow down the economy. And so what they did was twofold. Both parties. A, they kept the punch bowl spiked so that people would be able to borrow money for almost nothing. And B, simultaneously printed trillions upon trillions of dollars to fund its stimulus packages and other projects, infrastructure, you name it. And when we talk about spending, Republicans like to point out inflation is Joe Biden's fault. And a lot of what Joe Biden has done the past 3 years absolutely deserves the blame. But the current spending spike did not start on day one under Joe Biden. And as much as I like President Trump's policies across multiple categories, from geopolitics to national security to the Abraham Accords to the tariffs in China and so on and so on and so on, one of the worst things that President Trump did was he accelerated the printing press at the Federal Reserve. And it greatly increased, of course, during the COVID era. Listen, basic economics 101. It teaches that the government printing press, it isn't the only cause, but the very definition. It isn't only the cause, it is the very definition of inflation. The past 30 plus months, prices of everything that you and I touch and consider buying, all consumer goods, have risen dramatically. Real estate has achieved similar heights. Prices have appeared to stabilize only after action by the Federal Reserve to restrict the money supply. It's stabilized. It isn't going down. Inflation is still extremely high. And the supply of money has been the key both to inflation and its temporary taming. Remember 2 years ago in 2001, Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, Joe Biden, they all looked at you in the camera and said, it's temporary, it's transitionary, I think was the word. It's transitionary inflation, this inflation. It's just transitionary. Of course, raising interest rates, it's not the real solution. Only the end of government printing and spending at the levels that they're spending would stop inflation. But no politician has the guts to come out and state it, because that means, ultimately, at the end of the day, social programs. Are you going to cut your military? Are you going to cut your defense? Probably not. You need to remain the world superpower. So where are you going to cut your costs? And the problem is that government and their media acolytes have successfully confused the issue. This administration, its corporate media sponsors, they blame things like Russia. They blame COVID, the supply chain. They passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which promised to reduce inflation. It was the name of the act that they passed. And how? What were they going to do with that act? Spend more. We need more government spending to tame inflation. The Federal Reserve, it implemented its restrictive measures. Jerome Powell and the governors at the Federal Reserve, they know what's going on. They know that we're in big, big trouble. But the spending measures in the Inflation Reduction Act, they appear to be rekindling inflation yet again. Prices haven't gone down. Again, if you're in California, you're spending $6 to $7 a gallon for gas right now. The cheaper stations are in the high fives. We can talk about inflation and where it comes from, and we could blame both sides. But at the end of the day, at the end of where we are right now, there really isn't, this isn't, as my friend Kent always says, this isn't rocket surgery. Conservatives have failed to learn the lessons of Econ 101. They're lousy with messaging. They talk about, well, the taxpayers' money shouldn't go to Ukraine or whatever it may be. You know, most taxpayers, and even those people that don't pay taxes, don't even understand what that all means. Governments, they fail to learn the lessons of past inflation. They don't understand history. They don't understand price controls. And they repeat and have repeated and are repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over. We got municipalities in California that are enacting rent controls. Even though the national trend is now seeing rental rates dropping. Rent control. It's going to only limit the availability of housing across the board. We'll continue when we come back here after the break at Realside Radio.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To the final segment here, final three of 3 hours. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Joe, we'll be back tomorrow night. It's always a pleasure sitting with you. And salutations to those in the joemessina.com chat room. I occasionally check in there, see what people are talking about, and it's always a good discussion. As I was talking about before the break, you know, about spending, and I want to get back to that in just a minute, but as I opened up the show, well, almost 3 hours ago, that the 10-year Treasury yield has just reached levels not seen since 2007. Even if you're not an economist, even if you don't know what the Treasury yield is and bonds and all that fun stuff that we geek out about, it's a bad sign. It's a bad, bad sign. Traders are weighing fears right now of persistent inflation and tighter monetary policy for longer than expected, meaning that we are looking at some key data points that are mirroring exactly where we were before the last financial crisis in 2008. And the Federal Reserve last week suggested that interest rates would go higher still and remain elevated for longer, which
is prompting all kinds of concerns among investors about what it means for the economy. But as I was talking about before the break, the answer to this is not more government spending. It's not. You know, every single dime that we print and we spend, it increases prices of everything. You know, when the government spends billions or trillions of dollars, that pressure becomes enormous. And those consequences, they become easy to demonstrate in today's inflationary climate that we're in. We can all see it. We're not dumb. It's like is a Progressive commercial? My girlfriend and I laugh at it all the time. We all see it. You know, the guy with the blue hair. We all see it. We all see it. For each new spending proposal, we must remind the public that such proposal will affect not only your taxes, but it will also include your groceries, your gas, your rent. When the government opens up the borders as they have done, don't argue with me that they haven't just because you're carrying the Biden line. What's going on at the border right now is the fall of Rome. It's the Germanic hordes. When you open up the borders, there's welfare, there's education, there's medical care that has to be spent on the hundreds of thousands of millions of illegal migrants. When the government sends money to Ukraine, your grocery, your housing, your gas prices will increase. When the government provides stimulus money because they shut down your business during COVID, guess what's going to happen? Your grocery, your housing, your gas prices are going to increase. When the government provides disaster relief because of malfeasance, allowing a town to burn to the ground, or hurricanes, or whatever it may be, your prices are going to increase. Your rent, your groceries, housing, gas prices. Every single decision this government makes by subsidizing a certain part of the economy will impact you. It will impact me. When the government subsidizes your medicine and your drug costs, guess what happens? Your grocery, housing, and gas prices increase. And, oh yeah, by the way, so will your medicine. Maybe for a very few people at the very low end, we'll get it for free. Everybody else will see drastic increases. Go across the board. When the government invests in energy boondoggles, and much to the chagrin of some conservatives, and I don't understand why, I'm for EVs. I like them. I like Teslas. I think they're fantastic cars. Yeah, we can have a discussion about the carbon offset that it actually is, but the government shouldn't be involved in that. It should be the private market, and it should stand on its own. So when you have an alternative fuel energy boondoggle, guess what happens? Your energy, your housing, and your gas prices increase. We're seeing it at the pump now, especially in California. When the government provides quote-unquote relief, student loans, and we want to give them billions of dollars, and you don't have to pay back your student loans because you happen to be in school at this time and you happen to have loans at this time. Forget about the people before you that paid off all their loans. Forget all about that. Guess what happens? Your groceries, your housing, your gas prices increase. And oh yeah, by the way, so will your cost of college tuition. When the government wants to subsidize first-time home buyers, your grocery, housing, and gas prices increase. And oh yeah, by the way, rent and real estate prices and construction costs and real estate loans and commercial real estate, all of it. And we're seeing it. It's happened. It's happening. It's not conjecture. This isn't theory. The problem is that conservatives, right of center, libertarian, fiscal conservatives have done a lousy, lousy job in messaging of connecting government spending with the increased cost of living. They're blaming the corporations. This is what the left are doing. And the left, because they're preaching to their own, are preaching to, not all Democrats are dumb, and I'm not saying that. There's a lot of intelligent ones, very academic book smart ones, but there's a lot of idiots. And a lot of the idiots will buy, well, yeah, the Amazons are making all the money. They're just gouging us. They don't talk about supply chains. They don't talk about raw goods. They don't talk about how everything costs more. Guess who has to pay for everything? You and I, whenever we buy. Most voters have no idea that government spending and the increased cost of living are somehow connected. But we need to explain how vital this is to our current economic situation. We can't just come out and say, inflation's bad, Democrat president bad, because inflation, so vote Republican. I'm sorry, Donald Trump increased the national debt exponentially. We have to have a discussion between free markets, less government, not no government, less government, less bureaucracy. Do you know who the largest employer on planet Earth is? Take a guess. I know some of you are probably yelling it at the radio right now. It's the U.S. government. They employ almost 10 million people. And that's not including all the subs and subcontractors that spin out from that web. Do we really need that many people working for the U.S. government? We have to remind voters that if the government does what the left proposes in any situation, which always includes increased spending, the voters will pay more solely because of that spending. And we can tell them to imagine another dollar per gallon at the pump, another $100, $200 a month in rent. And then we ask them, is this particular government program worth it? Stop talking about taxpayer dollars. It's a vague reference. People's eyes glaze over. And then they just go to their phones and swipe. The corporate media propagandists would have a much harder time advocating for rent control, price controls, as a means for cleaning up their own mess, when people understand that program is only going to increase costs for the people that could least afford it. California has just raised gas taxes again, the highest taxes in the country. Gas could be free and it would still cost $2 in California. Think about that. We must point out the connection between government spending and inflation at every single opportunity. I haven't watched the debate yet. If they didn't discuss this at the debate, then I think it will be a complete waste of time. You have to explain it. So people on the street that are looking at $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon will understand where it's come from. All right, Professor Dave, I'm out of here. I'll be back again next Wednesday. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week. Happy fall, everybody. Enjoy your first week of autumn, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Joe will be back tomorrow night. Take care, everyone. Good night.